Okay, good morning, everyone. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is Le'ili Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi, Ben Harav Yosef. We are on Daf Samach Aleph. Four Daf left. Three in a little bit. Daf left. Here we go. We are on the sixth line of Samach Aleph Lamed Aleph. Says the Gemara. Right, I think did we do those six lines yesterday? I thought we did. We did them, right? Okay. Darash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista. Rav Nachman, the son of Rav Chista, made a drasha. What is meant by the pasuk? Right. What's this doing over here? Because the Mishnah talked about how you have to love Hashem both with your Yetzer Tov and love Hashem even with your Yetzer Hara. With all your hearts, your yitzer tov and yitzer hara. Dorash Rav Nachman bar Rav Yitzchak. My dechsev. What is meant by the pasuk? Vayitzer with two yuds, two yudin. Rabbi Yudin's favorite gemara. Two yudin. Okay. Vayitzer Hashem lokem es haadam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with two yuds. Bishnei yudin. What do the two yuds signify? Shnei yitzarim bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem created two yitzers. Vayitzer. He created, you have two yetzers, two natures. Shnei yetzer baruch hu baruch hu, echad yetzer tov, vechad yetzer hara. A person has a force inside themselves, pushing them to do good, and also a counterforce, bad. Maskev l'orachem by Yitzchak, el me'ata behema delok sivba v'yitzer lesla yitzra. You mean to tell me a behema doesn't have a yetzer hara? V'alkach hazina demaskev v'noshchev bata. We see animals damage, and they bite, and they kick. They gotta have a Yitzhar. Ella, he doesn't like that pshat. Because Rishim ben Pazi, Rishim ben Pazi. Oily miyotzri, v'oily miyitzri. A person always feels tugged in both directions. Woe am I if I listen to my Yitzhara, then my Yotzer gets upset, Hashem. And woe am I if I don't listen to my Yitzhara, then my Yitzhara is gonna go crazy. So either way, a person's always under pressure. Either if he's doing the right thing, his Yitzhara is giving him pressure. If he's not doing the right thing, his Yitzhar Toh, his HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him pressure. That's the two yuds. Inami, another answer, a third explanation of the two yuds. The Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, do partzufin bar Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'adam rishon. Hashem created man with two faces, the male face and the female face. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, achar vakedem yitzartani. You have formed me front and back, one face on my front and one face on my back. The Gemara is going to quote a dispute about this. Vayivin Hashem Elokim es Hatzela. Hashem built up the rib and made it into Chava. Rabu Shmuel have a machlokes about this. Chad Amar Partzuf. One said that the extra rib was an extra face. V'chad Amar. Now you want to know why women think the Torah doesn't like them. V'chad Amar Zanov. What did the woman come from? A tail. A tail. Some say it doesn't really mean a tail. Just means a part of the body that wasn't significant for him to use for himself. Says in my Bishlam Alman Damar parts of I understand if you hold that the Chava was created from a face that was on the back of Adam Hanin Dersiv Achar Vakedem Tzartan. That doesn't make sense. You created me front and back. Alman Damar Zanov. But if you say Chava came from Adam's tail, my Achar Vakedem Tzartani. It sounds like it was two people. You created me two people. This is not two people. This is one person and one tail. It's not Achar Vakedem Tzartani. Answer the Mark of the Rabbi Ami. Dama Rabbi Ami means something different. It doesn't mean you created me front and back. It means, Achor l'maisa b'reishis v'kadam l'peranios. Man is the last of all creations, symbolizing the fact that man is the most chashuv, the most important of the creations. That's why he was last. Everything else was created first in order for man to be able to use it. But Adam is first for punishment. It says, what does it mean Adam is first for punishment? Bishlam achor l'maisa b'reishis dilo ivrei ad ma'alei shabbos. I get that. Adam wasn't created until late Friday afternoon. Ella, v'kedem l'peranos. What does it mean the man was first for punishment? Peranos demai. Where do we find man being first punished? Ilem peranos de'achash. If you're telling me that it means that man was first in punishment by the sin of the Eitz Hadas, by the snake. V'hatanya, Rebbe Omer, b'gedula. When it comes to things of chashivus, maschilim en agadol. So when it comes to things of chashivus, so the gadol starts, he gets the first choice. Uviklala, when it comes to cursing, maschilim and akatan, we start from the bottom. Where do you know that from? When it came time to eat from a carbon, Hashem started to speak to Moshe, then to Aaron, then to Elazar, then to Yisamar, and then to the other Elazar and Yisamar and Banavan Osarim. So you start with the Gadol, Kichu Es HaMincha, etc. Begomer, and eat it matzos. That was during the Chanukah Samishkan. But when it comes to cursing, we start from the katan because we see when it came to the curses of the curses from the sin. First, the nachash got his curse. And afterwards, Chava got cursed. And only in the end was Adam cursed. So you see, Adam wasn't cursed first. So what are you telling me that Adam is the first for the curses, for the punishment? Ella, poranos dim mabul d'ksiv, ha'imes kalayikum, Hashem wiped out all living matter, ashal pnei Adam, me Adam va'ad behema, from Adam to behema. So Adam got the first curse, not the behema. So you see from here that when it comes to punishment, that's what it means, achar v'kedem yitzartani, you have created me, kedem, achar means at the end of my sebereishis kedem, I'm the first for punishment in the mabul. Says the Gemara, bishlam alamanda amar partsuf haynuchsiv vayite b'shnei yudin. If you say that Chava was a face on the back of Adam, then it makes sense that vayite has two yuds because there were two creations of human beings. Alamanda amar zanav. But if you say Chava came from Adam's tail, my vayite, what is meant in Vayitzer, the two yuds? Answers the Gemara, Kedir Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Dama Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, like we said before, Oyli miyotzi v'oyli miyitzri. Right? Someone's always pressuring you. If you're doing bad, then you feel guilty from the Rabbanu Shalom. If you're doing good, then you're feeling, then the Yetzirah is getting after you. Bishlam alaman damar partsuf. It makes sense if you say Chava was created from Adam's, from an extra face. Hanan d'siv, Zachar u'nekeva bira am. Makes sense. There was a Zachar and a Keva. There was a male face and a female face on the same body in the original creation. El amanda amar zanav. However, if you say that Chava came from Adam's tail, again, some of the Mepharshim say it's not really a tail. It just means there was an additional limb that he didn't need to live. My Zachar and a Keva. But if you say it's the tail, my Zachar and a Keva were what's meant by the fact that Hashem created man and woman together? Baloney. It's not man and woman. It wasn't Zachar and a Keva. It was a Zachar with a tail. It's not Zachar and a Keva. Answers the Gemara. Beautiful Gemara. Kid the Rabbi Avohu. This is like the famous teaching of Rabbi Avohu. The Rabbi Avohu, Rami, Rabbi Avohu asked the contradiction. Ksiv, Zachar and a Keva bira'am. One pasuk says that man and woman were created in one body initially. Uksiv ki b'tzelem elokim asa es ha'adam. Sounding like when man was created, Adam was actually separate from Chava. Adam was created separately. Answers the Gemara. Ha, Kate said, how could you understand this to Pesukim? B'tchila ala b'machshava livros shnayim. Original, Hashem's original intention when he was thinking about creating them was to create men and women separately. Ula b'sof lo nivra ela echad. However, when he ended up creating them, he created Adam and Chava as one body together. So you want to hear a great Sheva Brachas Vart? Forget about Sheva Brachas Vart. It's a great marriage Vart. It's a true marriage Vart. So everybody asked the Kash over here, what do you mean Hashem thought one way and then did something else? The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't have to think things through and make mistakes. What? He thought it should be this way and then that way Hashem changed. We're talking about Melech Machem Lama Goshba doesn't make mistakes. Doesn't change his mind. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? So the Rashba is a beautiful Pshat in Shuvah. So Rashba, beautiful Pshat. Nah, the Gemara doesn't mean Hashem changed his mind. What does it mean? All of B'machshava, to create them separately, means not just all of B'machshava. Hashem's machshava was that man and women were going to be two separate beings. So L'Besof, meaning when he actually created them, he dafka created them as one unit, as one organism, so that when they would later be separated, meaning function separately, they would mamish always care about the other one's needs, that they because you just like you care about your arm and you care about your leg and you care about your body, so that the woman is mamish a piece of the man's body and the man is a piece of a woman's body. Since they were mamish all created one body, even when they were afterwards separated, since they all came from the same place, they would have that same kind of care and respect for one another that mamish, I feel like my arm is hurting, right? Like they say about Rav Aryeh Levin, just jumped into my hand, right? When his wife got sick, they went to the hospital, so he would go to the doctor. I would say, our leg is hurting. When his wife was hurt, had a problem with the legs, he would say, our leg is hurting. Rav Aryeh Levin would say that way. Mamish felt like they were one organism. That's what the Rashba says. And the Mashas says very similarly, that usually if Hashem would create two separate beings, so they would fight, by definition, they would fight with each other. Each one wants only their own things. By the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them together, so they're supposed to live in harmony. Doesn't always work. But that they're supposed to live in harmony, supposed to be one organism. It doesn't mean all of a machshava and then he changed. No. All of a machshava means he wanted them to be separate. And Bedafka, because he wanted to be separate, he created them, Dafka, Lebesop, when he actually created them together, so that they should always be looking out only for each other's needs. Oh, beautiful. Says the Gemara. Bishlam al-Laman Amar Partsuf. I understand, according to the opinion that said that Chava was a face on the back of Adam. Hayne d'chsiv, v'yizgar basa tachtena. That's why Hashem had to do surgery to replace the face. If you remove a whole face, like Siamese twins, whatever, I don't know, if you remove a whole face, so then clearly you're going to have to do surgery that says, v'yizgar basa tachtena. Trivia question, where's the first grafting in Chumash? Here it was, v'yizgar basa tachtena. He removed the face in the back of Adam, so now there was a gaping hole on the back of Adam, so he had to graft on new of flesh onto the area that he removed the face. But if it was just a tail, it was just an amputation, so what's the big deal? Almanda Mazanov, my vayiz gabasa tachtena. Why did it have to be grafting of additional flesh? And so the Gemara, Rav Yirmi, Vitema, Rav Zvin, any surgeons in the room, Vitema, but now it's like, lo nitzcha lamakam chatah. No, even when you sever the tail, the place of the incision still needed some additional suturing, needed some additional flesh. Says Gemara, Bishlam Lamanda Amar Zanov. It makes sense according to the person who said that it's a tail. Kind of vayiven. Hashem had to build Chava from the tail. Lamanda Amar parts of, but if Chava was really a fully already developed face, a fully developed, which Hashem just split down the middle, what's the vayiven? He just split two things in half. My vayiven. Answer the Melech Rav Shimon Manasseh, the Darash Rav Shimon Manasseh, my Dixi Vayiven Hashem Satzela. What does it mean that Hashem built up Chava? Malamid Shekol HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava. Hashem braided Chava's hair. Veheviya Allah Adam HaRishon. That was the building. Shekein the Karka Hayam Korin L'Kliyasa B'Niyasa. In the Karka Hayam, in the suburbs, they call Kliyasa B'Niyasa. They call braiding hair building. Davar Acher Vayiven. Amar Rav Chista Ramilo B'Mastisa Tana. Malamin Shebna'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava Kibinyan Otsa. When Hashem created Chava, he did it like a vessel made for storage. Ma Otsa Zer Kotzer Milamala V'Racha Milamata. Just like a vessel for storage is wide on the bottom and narrow at the top. K'tei L'Kabal Saperos. Because if it would be wide at the top and narrow at the bottom, it would collapse. It would tilt over because it doesn't have the firm base to hold all the stuff. The weight from the upper part would weigh down on the lower part. It wouldn't be able to stand. Right? Bottle. All right. Anyway. Af Isha, Kitsara Milamala, she's narrower on top, or Rechava Milamata, wider on the bottom, K'tel Kabbalah Savlad, so that the baby could fit in and come out through the bottom. So she has to be wider in the area of the rechem, in the area of the womb. By the Allah Adam, Hashem brought Chava to Adam. Why does the Torah have to tell me that? Hashem brought Chava to Adam. By the Allah Adam. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Elazar, Milamed, unbelievable Gemara, Shenasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shush Bin L'Adam HaRishon. Hashem became the Shushbin, the helper. What do you call it?
Interferer.
Interfere in Yiddish. Okay, yeah. He became the right. Hashem walked Chava down the aisle. He brought Chava to Adam. And not only that, Rashi says here, he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, prepared the Seuda. He dressed her up. He got her ready. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to the Gemara. Mikan limda Torah derech Eretz. You hear the Gemara teach you derech Eretz. That a Talmud Chacham should deal with chasanas. Talmidei Chachamim should help. And they shouldn't say, this is beneath my dignity to go worry about the caterer and worry about the chasana kala and be involved in shiduchim. That Talmidei Chachamim should be involved in helping make shiduchim. Va'al yeralo. You shouldn't think that this is beneath your dignity. I was once at a wedding. There was no one to sing under the chuppah. Rabbi Mordechai Willick said, I'll sing. He went up and he sang under the chuppah. Because this is part, that's what the Gemara says. If you're involved in Shushpina, then nothing should be beneath your dignity. You go help out. What do you need? You got to go schlep tables. You got to go set up the food, help out. There's a Talmud Chacham by us, the Rebbe in our yeshiva, makes chasanas for poor people all year long. Arranges for chasanas all year long. Raises money, makes for poor people. Ulamanda Amar Partsuf, according to the one who says that Chava was Adam's face, oh boy, I was going to go off with a whole other discussion. Which of the two faces was in front? I want to know. Who was in front and who was in back? It says, makes sense that the man was in front. He was walking forwards in front. The Sanya, why? Because a man is not allowed to walk behind a woman. Uh-oh. Okay. So you couldn't have had the man in the back. Because then it would be a violation of the issue of a man walking by the woman. I don't know, even though the face was pointing the other direction. So, not so sure why that would be a problem. Maybe he was two necks. It was like Simon Sinti. He would be able to like sort of turn his face and look at the woman. I don't know. A man is not supposed to walk behind a woman on the road. Va'afilu ishto. Wow. You're not supposed to walk behind a woman. Even your own wife, you're not supposed to walk behind. Nizdamnalo. Ala Gesher, if you're crossing a bridge and you see there's a woman in front of you, you say, kind of let's start and walk to the side. Don't walk behind her. Call over Achari Isha by Nahar. If you walk behind a woman as she's walking through the river and she has to lift up her skirt to go through the woman, Ein lo chelek l'olam haba. So if you do that and you're intending to look, so then you lose your chelek and olam haba. That's considered a very, very bad sin. There is a question. This is a din in Shulchan Aruch, by the way. You're not supposed to walk behind a woman. There is a question in the poskim whether or not this really applies today when the women are all walking all over the place. If you wouldn't walk behind a woman, you wouldn't be able to walk anywhere. Tana Rabbanan. Well, you should obviously try not to walk behind a woman in any kind of compromising situation. Tana Rabbanan. Hamartza mostly should be yadol yadol. If a person is counting out money from a man's hand to a woman's hand in order, kadela stakalba, to look at her, it's like an excuse to look at her. I feel yesh biyad the Torah ma'asim tovim kimosh rabenu. Even if you have Torah ma'asim like Moshe, lo yinakim medina shel gehenim. You're not gonna escape gehenim for that. Shneamar yad liyad lo yinakim ra lo yinakim medina shel gehenim. Yad liyad, when you're counting out money from your hand to her hand, you're gonna get clapped by gehenim. Amar of Nachman Manoach. Shimshon's father, Manoach Am Ha'aretz Haya. He was not Ma'aretz. Rashi says he was not Mishamish Tamidei Chachamim. That's an Am Ha'aretz. If you don't hang out with Tamidei Chachamim, that calls you an Am Ha'aretz. Am Ha'aretz, you need a rabbi. Am Ha'aretz Haya. Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, Vayelach Manoach Acharei Ishto. Manoach went after his wife. He didn't know this din, that you're not allowed to walk after your wife. He says, well, what? Elkanah was Shmuel's father. He was a Navi. After the Shunami woman. Hachinami. Acharei mamish. What, you're going to say they're also Amaratzim? Ella, acharei devarev, acharei atzasa. It doesn't mean that they walked after them. It means they followed their guidance, their counsel, their idea. Hachinami. Don't tell me that Elkanah was an Am Ha'aretz. Acharei Devareha, I'm sorry, Manoach. Don't tell that Manoach was an Am Ha'aretz. Ella, Acharei Devareha, V'acharei Atzasa. Hachanami, Acharei Devareha, V'acharei Atzasa. Amar Vashi. Ulamai deka amar Rav Nachman Manoach Am Ha'aretz. Hayafilu be Rav Nami Lokar. Forget about it, he wasn't a Talmud Chacham. He didn't even read a pasuk in the Chumash. And Amar, it says by Rivka, V'atakam Rivka v'narase v'aterkavna lagmalam v'atelachna acharei ha'ish. Why does the Torah say Rivka followed the Ish, Eliezer? Rivka followed Eliezer. Eliezer didn't follow the women. V'lo lifnei ha'ish. Rivka and her Na'arosel did not walk in front of the men, because the women are not supposed to walk in front of the men, because it raises hirhurim. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Wow, listen to this Gemara, says Gemara. It's better to walk after a lion than after a woman. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Achore Ari, better to walk after a lion, velo achori isha, and not after a woman. The Mefarshim go to town over here. Like, what do you mean? You're supposed to put your life in danger? The Gemara says you're allowed to save a woman who's drowning. So wait a second. So you're allowed to put the woman's life in danger in front of your avera, but you're not allowed to put your own life in danger in front of your avera. What does that mean? And one of them is a vadai, and one of them is a suffik. So what's going on over here? Mefarshim talking about doesn't really necessarily literally mean this, that you're supposed to, some Mefarshim say that, doesn't mean that you're supposed to, mamish, put your life in danger and not walk after a woman. It just means that to avoid the problem is easier by a lion than to avoid the problem by a woman. The Gemara is talking like an exaggerated form to tell you how easy it is to slip in these areas. It's easier to avoid a lion. Some say a lion acts on instincts, so you can daven that maybe it won't happen, but by the woman, even davening ain't going to help you. V'lo achore isha. Different pshatim. Achore isha v'lo achore avodos kochav mazalos. But it's better to walk after a woman than to walk after someone who's violating avodah zarah. That's going to even be a worse challenge. Achore avodos kochav mazalos v'lo achore beis hakneses. And it's better to walk after an idol worshiper than to walk past the shul at the time that the shul is going on and don't walk in. Because people are going to think you're spitting in the Rabbanu Shalom's face. Why is Avodah Zarah worse than that? I don't know. This is mamish spitting in the Rabbanu Shalom's face. Lo amaron ela delo dari mide. That's the only time it's bad to walk past the shul if you're not carrying something. If you're carrying something, people will realize the reason you go to shul is because you're doing something else. Below Amaron, Ella Deleka Pischa Acharina, there's no other door. If you just walk past one door, but there's another door, people will judge you Lekav Schus, and they'll say, oh, he's just walking in the other door. Below Amaron, Ella Delo Rachim Chamra. It's also only if you're not riding a donkey. But Rachim Chamra, Leslamba is no problem. People will think that the reason you're not going inside is because you don't want your donkey to run away. Below Amaron, Ella Delo Manach Tfilin. If you're not wearing tefillin. Now, manach tefillin, less than above. If you're wearing tefillin, people will know that you're not somebody who's just avoiding the tefillah. Amara, Yetzer hara dome lezvuv, v'yoshe ben shnei miftachei halev. The Yetzer hara is like a lowly bug, a fly, sitting between the two areas of your heart. Shneimar, zvuv emavis yavish yabi Hashem en rokeach. The Yetzer hara will mess up your heart. It messes up your heart. It's like an annoying bug that can fly. You can't get rid of it. It keeps on penetrating your heart. Shmuel Amar, no, kemin chita hu doma. Shneimar la pesach chatas rovetz. Play on the word chatas is like chita. La pesach chatas chita rovetz. So I saw the Mefarshim say here. What's the machlokas? Like, is the Yetzer Hara can get you sometimes in the lowliest way, and sometimes it gets you by telling you how great it is. Where did I see this? Somewhere I saw this. That's the machlokas over here. The machlokas is the Yetzer Hara, you know, he gets you both ways. I think that's what we say. V'haser satan milfaneinu mi'acharinu. Sometimes he appears to us like, hey, he's like, he makes us be low. Sometimes he's, oh, look how great you are. And that's the way the Yetzer Hara gets you, like a chita, an exalted piece of matter. Tan Rabbanan, shtei klayos yesh bo ba'adam. A person has two kidneys. And in Chazal, the kidneys, not in Chazal, in the Psukim, the kidneys are considered to be that which gives us advice. Tanaman, shtei klayos ba'adam. Achas yo'atza l'tova, one's yo'atza tov, gives you good advice. Achas yo'atza l'ra, one of them gives you bad advice. Mistara de tova l'imino, makes sense that the good one is on your right side. Why? Avera l'smolo. T'ksiv, lev chacham l'imino, lev ksil l'smolo. The wise person looks to his right, and the fool looks to his left. So Dr. Joe quoted from Rabbi Trump, who quoted from Rabbi Spiegel, the fool looks to his left. He says, oh my gosh, how much more of Shas? He looks to your left. Oh, I have so much more of Shas to go. I'm never going to get there. That's the fool looks to his left. But the Chacham looks to his right. How much of Shas have I already accomplished? To right is the part of the Gemara that you already did. You look at how much you accomplished. Don't have Chalisha Sadas because I have seven and somewhat more years of Shas to finish. No. That's the fool looks left and says, oh my gosh, I have so much more. The Chacham looks to his right and says, look what I've accomplished. Look what I've accomplished. That gives you chizik. I heard once a different shot. Lev Chacham b'yamin. The wise man continuously reviews that which he has already learned. That's on the right. The chseels keep going, oh, how much more do I have to do? How much more do I have to do? He's always looking, oh, how much more? No. Chazal, review it. Focus on what you did. Review. Don't always be looking to see how much you haven't done. Similar idea. Okay. Tana Rabbanim. A rabbi's learned Tana Braisa. Kloyos Yoatzos. Your kidneys tell you what to do. Lev Maven. The heart understands the idea. Lashon Mechatech. The tongue cuts the words. Peh Gomer. The mouth finishes it off. Veshet Machnes Emotzi Komine Machel. The esophagus takes in and takes out the food. Kane motzies motzi kol, the windpipe is what produces voice. Rea sho'eves, the lung soaks in liquids. Kol mine mashkin. Kaved koes, it's the liver that's the place of anger. Mara zarekas botipa, what's that? The spleen? The gall, okay. The gall puts in a little bit of umani chaso. It calms you down from the anger. Tchol, that's the spleen, sorry. Tchol, shochek, that's where you get your laughter from, the spleen. Kurkavan tochein, that's the part of the stomach, the gizzard that grinds up the food. Keva, yishena, in the stomach is where you sleep, meaning once you eat a lot of food, you sleep. Af, neor, the nose wakes you up. Neor, hayoshen, yoshen, neor. If what's supposed to wake you up sleeps, and what's supposed to make you sleep wakes up, nimo foholchla, you'd faint and you'd wither away. Tana, im shneim yishenim, o shneim neorim, if both of them would be working to cause you to sleep, or both of them to be awake, miad mace, you die right away. Tanya, Tanya, Nantana Brisa, Rabbi Yosef Lili Omer, tzadikim ha-yetza tov shoftan. Tzadikim are ruled by the yetza tov shneimar, v'livi chol b'kirbi. My yetza hara is dead inside of me. Rishayim Yetzer Hara Shoftan. They get led by the Yetzer Harash. Neamar Nuum Pesh Al Rasha Bekerav Libi Ein Pachet Al Kim Lenegan Einav. I don't fear Hashem because of my Yetzer Hara. Beinonim. That's all of us. Zev Zeh Shoftan. We get ruled by both of them. Neamar Yamol Imin Evyon Lo Shia Mishpatei Nafsho. Right, Mishpatei. You get double whammy. You get from Yetzer to Yetzer Hara. Amar Rabba. Kigon Anu Beinonim. Rabbi said he's a Benoni. I'm only a Bai. Oh my gosh. Lo Shavuk Machai Lechoberi. If you're a Benoni, what's a tzaddik? I'm a Rava. Lo Ibri Alma El Rishi Gemur Latzadik Gemuri. The world was only created for the Rishon Gemurim and the Tzadikim. All the good in this world, all the Tanugas were created for the Tzadikim Gemurim and the Rishon Gemurim. I'm a Rava. For the Tzadikim Gemurim, so. Right, for the Rishon Gemurim, they get their Olam Hazah here. And the tzaddik megurim get it in olam haba. Amar Rava, leida inish benafshei im tzaddik gamer hu umlav. Person should know about himself whether he should be. Amar Rava, leida inish benafshei. A person needs to check himself to know im tzaddik gamer hu umlav. Why? Why do you have to check yourself to know that? What's the pshat? Missed this. Anybody have a pshat? I guess it's because you have to know which yetzer. You know, you have to, right? The Gemara said that, what did it say before about a tzaddik gamer, right? A tzaddik gamer, what did it say? you have to know, you're conducted by yetzer, right? You should, probably means that you shouldn't assume that your yetzer tov is going to be leading you, right? You better know. The Gemara said before, if you're a tzaddik gamor, so your yetzer tov is going to lead you. But that's only, you got to know if you're really a tzaddik. You got to watch out for yetzer hara. I think that's what I mean. Amrav, lo ivrei alma ella la'achav ben Imri or Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. La'achav ben Imri was a complete Rasha. Olam hazeh. So this world was created for him. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa and other tzaddikim like him. Olam haba. V'ahavtas Hashem elokecha, you have to love Hashem. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol me'odecha. The Mishnah learned that you have to give up your whole life for Hashem. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Imnem b'chol nafshcha, l'menem b'chol me'odecha. If it says you have to give up your life, why does it have to be your money? Imnem b'chol me'odecha, l'menem b'chol nafshcha, we need both. Ella, im yesh lecha adam shegufo chav elav mimamono. Some people, they care about their body more than their money. It's most people. Kach nemar b'chol nafshcha. Im yesh lecha adam shemono chav elav migufo, your person whose money is worth more than his body, kach nemar b'chol meodecha. Rabbi Akiva Omer, b'chol nafshcha, afil notelos nafshcha. You have to give up your life for Hashem. There is a dispute in the Rishonim here, in the Achronim, what they're arguing about over here. So, and then they conflict. Basically, there's two drashas. The question is, who says what? One of them says, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, this is the source you have to give up your life rather than be Oved Avodah Zarah. Other one says that it's a source for, even if you're mamish on your deathbed, you still have to keep Torah. Even on your deathbed, you have to keep Torah. We'll see the Gemara later on. Tanur Rabbanan. Pamach, right here. Pamach is Gazra, Malchus, Harisha, Shalo, Yaskus, Yisrael, Batorah. The Romans made a decree to Klai, so I shouldn't learn Torah. But Papas Ben Yehuda, Umitzol, Rabbi Akiva, Shalimachet, Kilos, Barabim, Vosep, Torah. This fellow, Papas Ben Yehuda's found Rabbi Akiva gathering people together and teaching Torah Barabim against the Roman decree. Amale, Akiva, famous Gemara, Iyatam Isiare, Mepnei Malchus. You're not worried about the Malchus. Amalo, Emshalcha Mashal, make a Mashal, Madav Adoma. Lishua Shem Alacha Gabanar, there was a fox on the banks of the river. Virah Dagam Shem Miskab, say to me, Malcolm, welcome. You saw a fish darting from place to place in the water. Amalemi said to the fish, "Bnei Ma, Tem Baruch, what are you running away from?" Amalem Pnei Rishtos Shemivin Leim Bnei Adam. We're trying to avoid the nets of humans. Amalehem, the fox said to the fish, "Ritzon Chem Shetali Abasha Vinodar Ani VaAtem Kishem Shadar Avosei Mavoseichem." Chazal say the Mefarshim say he was lying. The fathers of the fox and the father of the fishes weren't even created on the same day. They weren't even around at the same time of creation. He was lying to the fish. But the fox said, "Why don't you come up here and join me on dry land? And me and you will live together happily, peacefully." He was trying to trick the fish to come out. Amulo, Atosh Omer Lecha Pikech Shebachayos. They say about the fox that you're so smart, smart like a fox. Lo Pikech Ata Elatipe Shata. You're not smart, you're a fool. Uma B'Malkom Chiyu Seinu, here in the water where we can live. Anu Misyarim, we're afraid. B'Malkom Misa Seinu, on dry land where we can't even live, the fish says, Alachas kama v'kama, how much more so that we're not going to be able to live. Because you're going to eat us. Af anachnu, said Rabbi Akiva, Ach shav shen yosho oskim batorah shekosibba, ki hu chayecha v'orech yamecha, Torah is our life. Kach, we're afraid of the Romans. Emanu holchim u'mevatnu mimena, if we stop learning Torah, alachas kama v'kama, Torah is our sustenance, it's like water for the fish, it's our life. A few days later, Rabbi Akiva, the Romans caught him. The chavshu, the base asurim, they put him in jail. The tafsul of Papas Ben Yehuda, the chavshu etzlo, and they also caught Papas Ben Yehuda, put him in jail too. Amalo, Papas, mi aviyach lekan. Rabbi Akiva said, "Papas, how'd you get here?" Amale, apparently every convict says to every other convict, "New, what are you in for?" Right, that's right. It starts from here. What are you in for? We don't talk about movies, but okay, famous movie. Okay, Amalo Papas, mi aviyach lekan. Who brought you here? Amale, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva shenit pasta al divrei Torah. You're so lucky, Rabbi Akiva, that you threw in jail for learning to oil Papas shenit pasta al dvarim betelim. They caught me for doing narishkeit. B'shasha otis Rabbi Akiva la'arigo, when they took Rabbi Akiva out to be killed, zman kriyash mahaya. It was man kriyash mahaya. Sarkin is basel, masega shal barzel. They were peeling off his flesh with hot iron combs. To kill him, the slow death. That it was painful, slow death. Rabbi Akiva was reading Kriyashma. Amalo Tamid Rabbeinu Ad Kan. You still have to be reading Kriyashma at this point? Amalem. This is why some say the earlier Rabbi Akiva was saying, even when you're dying, you have to do mitzvahs. Amalem. Kol Yamai Yitzim Mitzdara Pasuk Zeh. All my life, I was worried about being Mekayim this Pasuk. B'chol Nafshecha. To love Hashem with my whole life. Afilu No Tels Nafshecha. Marti Masayavu Liyadi. V'akaymena, when am I going to be able to be kind of the pasuk of loving Hashem with my entire life? Akshav shabal yaday lo akaymena. Now I have the chance to say Kriya Shema as I'm giving my life to Hashem. I'm not going to do it. Hayamarech be'echad. He was saying echad at length. Ad sheyatzta nishmaso be'echad. He died finally, but when he completed the word echad, yatzta basko v'amra shrecha Rabbi Akiva sheyatzta nishma be'echad sheyatzta nishmaso be'echad. How lucky Rabbi Akiva that your life left you and said echad. Amar malach Hashem zekach baruchu. Zu Torah, Vizu Schara. The angel said to Hashem, "This is the reward for someone who kept your Torah." Mimsim Yadcha Hashem Mimsim. I thought the tzaddikim should be killed by Hashem, not by the evil Romans. Amalahem, Heshav Mises the Shika. Amalahem. That was one of the nechamas I had when my father passed away. Mamish had no pain. There was no. And they said, big nechama. That's the way the tzaddikim. Mimsim yodcha Hashem. Mamish from Hashem's hand. Mimsim. No pain. Immediately in 2 seconds, that was it. It was over. It's a big nechama. That's the way Moshe Rabbeinu. Amalahem. Chelkam b'chayim. No. Some of the tzaddikim are going to get that in Olam Haba. Not everybody gets that. Sometimes you instead of having the misa the shika, you get the reward in Olam Haba. We learned in the Mishnah, Lo yakal adam es rosho keneged shaar hamizrach. A person should not behave in a light-hearted way. Shumachuvin keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim, opposite the eastern gate of the beis hamikdash. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Lo amar ela menatzof milufnim. It's only if you're close that you could see it. Beroa. It will beroa. It's got to be from the place called Sofim, and you could still see the base mesh. It manami am Rab Abba Brady Rabbi Chiba Rabbi Abba Achim Rabbi Yochanan Lomar Ella Minat Sofim Lufnim. Uveroa. It's got to be close to the Habais. Vishain Goder. And there's no fence blocking you the Babais. Uvizman Shashchina Shora. Some say this means it's Bizman, and it's only during when there's base Hamikdash. Some say it means only Bizman base Hamikdash Rishon. There was no Shechina base Hamikdash Shane according to some. Tan Rabbanan. Hanifna be Yehuda. If a person goes to the bathroom in the land of Yehuda, that's the land near the Beis Hamikdash. Lo yifna mizrach lamarav. You shouldn't do it east west. Rather, you should do it when you go to the bathroom. You should sit north south, facing north or south. Elat safon vidarom. The Galil lo yipana elam mizrach lamarav. But if you're in the Galil up north, then you should only go east west, but not lo yifna ela mizrach lamarav. It should be east-west. Rabbi Yossi Matir. He says that's not a problem. Only if you're close to the Harabais, it's a problem. We'll be welcome to change of get if there's no wall. They say it's Asr, because when you go to the bathroom, you have to uncover both in your front and your back, so something's going to be disrespectful. Chacham Hayanatanakam is the same thing. Benayu, studded. The difference is, if you're not directly in the path, but you're a little off, but you're still going east-west or north-south, would that be a problem? Tani idach, we learned in another braisa. Hanifne be Yehuda. If a person goes to the bathroom in Yehuda, lo yipana mizrach lamarav, don't go east-west. El at safin v'darim, north-south. Uva galil, safin v'darim, aser. North-south is aser, mizrach lamarav, mutar. Rabbi Yossi matir. Rabbi Yossi over lo aser, el abiroah. Rabbi Yehuda over v'zmach b'zmach ha'kayim, when the bathroom is there, aser. It's usher in the whole Eretz Galil and Yehuda. But b'zman she'emes mishakayim mutar. Rabbi Kiva oser b'chol makom. Rabbi Kiva had a tana. Kamik minayu chutz la'aretz. The difference is, what about outside Eretz Yisrael, facing Eretz Yisrael? Is that a problem? I think Mara tells a story about that. Rabbi Habu Shadin le'livne mizrach lamarav. Rabbi's stones that he would sit on to go to the bathroom, his toilet, was east-west, which means he would face north-south. The stones were east-west, so he would face north-south. Ozal abaye shadin utzafim v'darim. He changed it the other way around. Ol Rabba Tartzinu. He moved him back. Amar, my hide to come at Sarli. What are you making my life miserable for to move the wrong way? Anak Rabbi Kivasfirli. Damar Bechol Makom Aser. Even in Bavel, it's also to face Eretz Yisrael when you go into the bathroom. Have a wonderful day.